it's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The President of the United States is out of the country. He has met the Queen. There was not an international incident.
There was not. He was just fine.
Yeah, everything went fine.
He curtsied.
He did not.
He did not curtsy.
No, men do not curtsy.
That's right.
He is expected to meet with Vladimir Putin Monday in Finland.
Yes. You know what's interesting? That meeting will be interesting. But you know what's interesting? Not Russia and this investigation. If you ask
the Mueller investigation,
yeah, it's taken way too long. I know that a couple bad apples in Trump's administration that they've taken out Manafort's in jail, Flynn. Those two guys are totally crooked.
Right.
I get it. There's no doubt Russia meddled in the United States election. But see, everybody hates Trump so much they just want him to be guilty
of some kind of collusion,
of saying, "Hey, the Russians, make sure you help me win."
Right.
I didn't think that ever happened, and I haven't seen any evidence that it did.
Right.
But something did come up today with the Russian investigation. And I'll be flat out honest. We're halfway through the year. I think we've talked about Russia twice. I think
the Russia investigation?
This year?
Yeah.
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah, that's it.
Because I think a lot of it's noise.
Right.
So there is something to go over today with Russia. You know what I have to do?
Yes.
Are you upset that I have to do this?
It's kind of like acceptance. You just accept the fact and move on.
You don't have a choice.
Right. See, ever since you have kids, you just realize, let it get them out of their system and just move on.
Are you saying I'm a child?
Yeah, just let you have your fun and then we can move on and talk about.
I can see where you're going
whatever,
with that, actually.
You know? Yeah.
Stand for crying out loud.
It's not my anthem.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. The Russian national anthem.
Go.
This is also Trump's ringtone. I tease.
Of course. No, it's Trump's ringtone when Putin calls. Right. The Russians today.
It's not over yet. We got another minute and a half.
Oh, it's been over since 2 o'clock. The Justice Department, the DOJ announced charges, and you know what I'm talking about, announced charges against 12 Russian intelligence officers for hacking offenses during the 2016 presidential election.
All right. So get this, right? The Democratic National Committee.
The NC.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
DCC.
I don't know. And the presidential campaign of Hillary Clinton.
SOL.
Russians hacked the computer networks
right.
of all three.
And then released stolen emails on the internet to see if it would, I guess, control, affect,
yeah.
or have some kind of whatever on the election.
Yeah.
Notice that Trump is not mentioned.
Yeah.
It's the DNC. It's Hillary's campaign.
It's the Russians that went after them.
Right.
Okay. Rod Rosenstein,
mm-hmm.
the U.S. Deputy Attorney General. Listen to this.
There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result.
I'm going to play it again. Listen again. Listen closely.
There's no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime.
No Trump.
There's no allegation that the conspiracy changed the vote count or affected any election result.
No vote count change.
Right.
But Russia did meddle. There's no question about it.
Right.
This is more proof.
And nothing happens in a vacuum. This, in my opinion, was put out on purpose today. The DOJ released this on a Friday afternoon going into the weekend, and Monday the president meets
with the president of
Russia.
And why do you do that? What's the purpose to put it out?
To have people start screaming up and down, Russia, 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 Russia.
Okay.
And what some people now are saying, including our own Senator John McCain, who's released a statement, President Trump must be willing to confront Vladimir Putin from a position of strength. Therefore, I don't think he should meet with Putin. So the Arizona senator is saying, I don't think he should meet with Putin right now.
Mm-hmm.
And now others are jumping on the bandwagon.
Chuck Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. He's jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I think about. Because, you know, if you hate Trump You want him to go down in flames with Russia. Right?
You want some kind of tie.
Oh, that's why he won. It was the Russians who helped him. You know, you want, oh, I can't believe that Trump was actually the guy that figured out how to collude with Russia. Well, there's no evidence of that. Shouldn't the Democrats be the ones that we should be pointing the finger at and say, why are your computer networks so easy to hack? You know, the Democrats want to keep blaming Trump. They're going to blame themselves. Do you not have the people or the software or the protections to stop Russians from getting into your computers? That's your problem if you're the Democratic National Committee. That's not a Trump story.
That's why I think more Democrats are saying they're ignoring your point and instead saying, well, Trump shouldn't meet now. Trump shouldn't meet Vladimir Putin now because, well, it's not our fault. Yeah, it kind of is. It kind of is if you don't have the awareness of somebody trying to hack.
If you go on vacation and you leave your house unlocked,
right,
and someone comes in and burglarizes your house, it's not your neighbor's fault.
Shouldn't you be pointing fingers at yourself?
You should be pointing fingers at yourself. You didn't lock your house down.
Well, you
should
have checked it.
Your house got robbed.
Right.
No. So, you know, only for about the second time this year we're bringing up Russia. Russia meddled in the United States election? No question about it. Today we get the news, 12 Russian intelligence officers indicted for hacking. Basically every Democrat, you know, and everything with a D on it, right?
Right. And okay. It also means Putin lied and told to President Trump's face when he said I had nothing to do with it.
A murdering politician lied.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Oh, I know.
All right, but shouldn't Trump still meet with Putin?
See, I don't see the problem with meeting him at all.
I think you go meet him.
I do too.
Now, Trump has a soft spot for Putin. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
He likes the bad guys better than the good guys. Okay, fine. I mean, you know, he gets along with Kim Jong-un, all right? He gets along with Putin. What did he say about Germany this week? Germany, like our closest ally?
Germany is controlled by Russia.
Germany is totally controlled by Russia.
Now, Trump doesn't like Germany because Merkel is best friends with Obama. I also thought that they
don't pay their fair share with NATO, yet they invest in billions and get billions
from
Russia.
And he's right.
Yeah.
Trump's right.
Right.
We pay way more. So if I'm Trump, I still meet with Putin. But see, here's the thing. Usually I feel like when Trump went over to Brussels and he ticked everybody off, I like that. He went and punched everybody in the nose. Not literally, but he went and punched everybody in the nose and said, you're not paying your fair share. American taxpayers are picking up the bill. I like when he does that. It makes me a little uncomfortable, but I think that's okay. It makes them uncomfortable. But I think America voted for this guy to
make people uncomfortable.
Make people uncomfortable. So he's going over there and he's rattling everybody's cage. Now, will he do that with Putin?
See, that's
after
what,
we got the 12 Russian intelligence guys.
That's what John McCain is saying. If the president is not prepared to hold Putin accountable, the summit in Helsinki should not move forward. How do you hold a guy like Putin accountable when at every juncture Putin is just laughing? I mean, I don't know the answer. I don't know what Donald Trump is going to do because he does seem to have a blind spot or a soft spot for Russia. He's not going to go toe-to-toe with Putin, and I don't understand why. So he's going to meet with him anyway. So when McCain
says... That's the prize fight I want to see.
He's not, but he won't do it.
Yeah. Well,
he won't get into it. He won't go up to Putin and treat him like he treated Angela Merkel of Germany. He won't do it.
I think if he goes to Putin and he starts... See, I don't know, man. Maybe if he, maybe if he thinks that, how do I say this? If he goes after Putin, I don't think he believes that it would work. Or there wouldn't be a result.
Yeah, there's
he could
no
go
leverage.
And just blister Vladimir Putin, but nothing really would happen.
Correct.
I think Trump goes in the meeting with Putin and says, I know this guy lies. I'll try and stay close to him as best as possible, keep our enemies closer. And, you know, we'll try not to get on each other's bad side. But everybody knows Russia meddled. All right, fine. I got it.
Yeah, there's no leverage. But interestingly enough, today the news is 12 Russians indicted.
Right.
They hacked into the Democrats.
Yeah.
No list of Trump
Nothing.
Or the RNC
right.
or the Republicans.
Right. So, again, you know, I really don't think Trump had anything to do with Russia. I don't. I never did. Show, and this Mueller thing, we get it over with, for crying out loud. You know, I mean, it's just, how many years are we going to drag this thing on? Is Trump innocent or guilty? Tell me, show me the evidence.
Get a smoking
and
gun.
And then I'll go.
Or
I'll
not.
Go. Yeah. Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeez. All right, coming up next. Did you hear this story about a disabled Valley veteran? He saw something, he said something, and then he got kicked out for it. We're going to explain in a second.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Mac and Gatos On Demand. You won't miss any of the show. Make sure you get Mac and Gatos On Demand on the KTAR News
Traffic
app.
Traffic is brought to you by
KTAR.com or subscribe to the show on the Apple Podcast app on your iPhone.
A veteran right here in Mesa, a disabled veteran, was kicked out of his Social Security office in Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes up to the office, right, and he sees the American flag flying outside. There's something wrong with the flag. He says that it was tattered.
It needed to be replaced.
Yeah. And he was saying that, you know, in look, you he saw a tattered flag and it was hanging up at this Mesa security. You can't have a tattered flag.
Right. You're supposed to replace it if it starts unraveling or is damaged in any way.
Right.
You're supposed to take it down and replace it with a new one.
So he saw it.
He offered to take it down for them, asking the man if he was a veteran. That's when the situation escalated.
So there was a guard that was there.
Yeah, and he approached the security guard mm-hmm. and even offered to take it down and take care of it.
And within seconds, the guard pushed Moriarty out of the office. A witness recording it.
The cops are coming. Just hold on. They're coming.
I don't know why this turned into some kind of fight or scuffle or mayhem.
I don't either.
I don't know if Richard Moriarty mm-hmm. Who is the veteran, if he was so upset that he provoked a fight, or it was the security guard who provoked the fight. We contacted Richard Moriarty. I can't say his name.
Richard Moriarty.
Moriarty. Mm-hmm. Earlier today. He didn't want to come on the air because he doesn't want. He thinks this thing has already blown up into something big, and he doesn't want any more
attention.
He doesn't like it.
Yeah.
And I can't blame him. I think if this guy who served the United States is outside of an office and he sees something wrong with the flag, I think he looks at the flag different than most of us.
I could see that.
We love
absolutely.
Everybody loves the American flag. I love the American flag, but I didn't.
Especially if you serve.
Right. He was in the Air Force during Operation Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says this.
The flag means to me more than it means to a lot of people.
So this site outside of the Social Security office near Baseline and Country Club Drive devastated him.
Each stripe was torn.
So he saw the stripe that was torn. And he got tore up on it. I mean, he was upset.
Right. But he went into the security guard. And according to the police report, the security guard claimed Moriarty initiated the conflict by pushing him in the chest.
Mesa police arrive. The security guard claiming Moriarty initiated the conflict by pushing him in the chest. The 63-year-old now charged with disorderly conduct and trespassing.
All right.
Can we drop it? Can we just drop it? Can we move on? Can we not have, you know, can we not, you know, take this veteran down? Do we have to go to court for all this? Can we just say that, you know, even though we don't really know what happened, there was some kind of a mix-up. One of the two men acted possibly inappropriate. Can we move on? Can we drop it?
Doesn't look like we have to have
disorderly conduct and trespassing?
I mean,
and,
that's going to be up to the Social Security office and the security guard. I mean, that's going to be up to the two people that are involved with this. Moriarty's going to have to go to court over this. And then maybe they could drop the charges, which would be great.
And Moriarty tells us later that day, Mesa firefighters did come by and take down that ripped flag.
Well, you have a responsibility if you put up a flag to make sure that it's not tattered. And I think the one thing we do know is that the Social Security office either didn't notice that it was tattered or didn't care. And I don't know either one. I'm not trying to disparage them. Maybe they didn't see it.
Right.
You know, but if a veteran sees it and he says, hey, I can help you with this, you know, now it's a he said, who shoved each other first.
And why does it have to get into the courts, you know?
True. All right. Coming up next, we've got Becky Lynn. We've got some traffic with Detour Dan. When we return, I got to tell you, man, This Build-A-Bear thing yesterday.
It was nuts.
It was crazy. Build-A-Bear held its first ever Pay Your Age Day.
And had to cancel it.
Right. So Pay Your Age Day is, if you're a seven-year-old and mom takes you to Build-A-Bear yesterday somewhere in the valley and you're seven, you can build a bear from scratch for $7.
Yeah.
If you're four, it's $4.
Right.
Usually it's like 40 bucks or something like that. Well, it got so out of hand, there were malls around the valley. People were surrounding the malls, right?
They had to shut it down because of safety concerns.
The lines were wrapped around the entire shopping center. Here's what we'd like to do. We'd like to open up the phones at 602-277-KTAR. You had parents and waiting for a couple hours. They knew this was a good deal. I mean, you had an afternoon where your child was going to get to do something fun with a stuffed animal, and it's going to cost you just dollars. And I guess, you know, mom and dad, they wanted a deal. We want to know this. Tell us about the time you went to great lengths to get a deal.
And was it worth it?
Yeah. Did you have to, it could be anything. It could be a car. It could be a contract.
Right.
It could be anything. The thing that comes to my mind is, remember when Jay Leno was trying to get the Tonight Show and he was going up against Letterman and Leno hid in a closet to listen? I mean, he went to great lengths to get that show, that deal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just one. Did you ever go to great lengths to get a great deal? You saved money, but was it really worth it?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Everyone loves a good deal, right? You always want to feel like you're getting a good deal. There's something that's gratifying about finding like a special item and you get that unbeatable price.
Oh, yeah.
Got to tell you, I never thought it would be at Build-A-Bear.
I never, you know, it surprised me, too. We woke up yesterday morning and found out that Build-A-Bear suddenly was the most popular activity yesterday of the entire summer.
Yeah, you and I only like to nap together. We don't, you know, that's all. Mm. We're not in the same house like sleeping overnight.
Right. Continue. Please.
So, around Valley Malls, lines for hours, right?
And across the country, too.
Very true. People trying to get into Build-A-Bear. Why? Because it was Pay Your Age Day.
And those things are kind of expensive.
Yeah. They're like 30 or 40 bucks.
And then you have to buy clothes for them.
Oh, absolutely. You don't want a naked bear.
You can't have a naked bear.
Oh, geez. Anyway, so this was this phenomenon that turned into a frenzy.
They came by the thousands, seemingly endless lines from Dallas to Chicago to New York.
To Phoenix.
Parents and kids waiting for hours outside Build-A-Bear workshops.
This is crazy. This is a crazy event.
Eager to nab a one-day deal. Pay your age. Furry friends for the price of your child's age.
So we'll give you an example.
As low as $1 while supplies lasted.
How old are you?
7.
Oh, does she sound like a doll? I would say yes. She sounds absolutely cute.
How old are you?
7.
So you're going to pay $7 for a bear?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to wait 7 hours
to do
it too.
Right.
That sounds like a good deal.
Yep.
Not my money. It's mom's money. I can wait.
But for many, still waiting after hours, frustration mounting.
This is where it got ugly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, you have, especially here in Phoenix, you're out in the sun.
Yeah.
It's morning. It's hot. You got a kid who basically has no attention span. They don't understand why they're waiting. They want a bear.
I want a bear.
Right.
I want a bear. I want a bear. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. It's hot. Hold me. My legs are tired.
Right.
I want a bear.
You better call somebody real fast because we're about to have a problem out here.
Oh, geez,
now,
there's person at Build-A-Bear. That's not
was a that a kid?
No, it's not a kid.
That wasn't a 12-year-old?
That was a mom.
Okay.
You better call somebody real fast, because we're about to have a problem out here.
Because there's people that have been out here for 7 hours.
That's your fault. I don't know what you're doing out there for 7 hours.
Well, you know, you
pack it up and go home, man.
You bring up a good point. When do you say, this is ridiculous, I'm going to go home?
Call me.
Are people who will stand in line for hours at Disney World and do the same thing,
hand
and they
the
won't leave.
Hand in the air.
Yeah, what?
Say Gatos.
Gatos in the back.
I leave after 7 hours.
Because there's people that have been out here for 7 hours. and not want to get in for their babies.
The company calling the response overwhelming and unprecedented. Many guests turned away due to crowd safety concerns.
You know how many kids went home without a Build-A-Bear?
See,
man.
Well, they got vouchers, but it's still not the same. If I, and again, it sounds heartless, it sounds cruel. I get there, I see the line, we're not waiting. We are not waiting to get, I already know the end of how this book ends. Tears, crying, screaming, and that's just me. And my daughter would just be beside her. I mean, it'd be an argument. And I'm just,
okay,
I'm not
going
to get into that right. We're not even going to deal with that.
I hear you.
I'll get you one at another time.
See, that's what I was going to say. You bring your 9-year-old. She's been looking forward to the Build-A-Bear.
Right.
You get to Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Okay.
I mean, the lines were unbelievable.
Right. I don't wait.
You pull up and you see those lines and you're like, okay, I've got a couple options. One, we could get out and stand in it.
Are you talking like I'm talking?
Yes.
No.
Let me finish.
I don't have any options. I see the line and I leave.
Two, you leave and now you've got a child that is very upset.
Better to be upset and then we can move on instead of, and Becky Lynn, back me up if I'm making any sense on this.
It's a tough choice.
It's one thing to say, we're going to do this, stand in line, set the child up, and then say, we can't stay anymore. Rather than, don't get out of the car, we'll do something else. I'm cutting my losses.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I would have had a discussion, say, look at this line.
Right.
We're probably going to be standing there for and name some 7 hours.
Right.
Do you want to stand there for 7 hours?
And of course she'll say yes.
No,
but then
maybe. But if you say,
she wants the bear.
We could come back tomorrow and we'll still get a bear. You're just going to have to wait just one more day. And in the meantime, we will go to the movies and get ice cream.
Ooh, good. I would have went down to, here's a $100 bill.
But I will also say, if I'd gotten in that line,
you're there
Gatos,
for the deal.
Gatos, if you stood in the line for 7 hours and then you leave.
Oh.
No,
it's
I'm
Meltdown
sticking it out
City.
At that point.
Meltdown City.
By the way, Chuck E. Cheese is trolling Build-A-Bear.
I think this is brilliant. They called out Build-A-Bear after the pay your age fiasco left many in line with a coupon to come back.
They say, didn't get to a Build-A-Bear? Didn't get to Build-A-Bear? Come on, so-and-so date. Pay your child's age, and they'll get 30 minutes of all you can play.
That's
offer
today.
Available. Oh, is it only today? Oh, okay.
7:13.
Are you going to go?
Only in participating U.S. locations.
Take the 9-year-old.
Why?
Go to Chuck E. Cheese.
She doesn't like the mascot. She's
she
afraid
doesn't.
Of the mascot.
Hey, Lloyd. Your mic on. When you were, 3 years old?
Yeah.
What did you do to Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, I clocked him right in the face.
Yeah, punched the mouse. Is it a mouse?
Yeah, he scared me.
He scared you?
He came upon me. I had my back to him. He frightened me. So I punched him right in the face.
Of course you did.
And then I made him cry.
Are you sure you weren't 23?
I'm positive.
I thought it was last week.
I did too.
No.
All right.
I was 3. He deserved it.
Lloyd punched out Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Becky Lynn's got a news flash, plus we've got gut check time on the way.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's gut check time with Mac and Gatos.
Mac, I've got a story you haven't seen. I need your gut check.
All right.
Lloyd cancels. No, not Lloyd Banks. Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doc, right?
Yeah.
The Back to the Future screening with actor Christopher Lloyd has been canceled at Phoenix Orpheum Theater.
Why?
I don't really know, but it was supposed to be, I think, Saturday in downtown Phoenix. They're going to refund. But that would have been interesting. Mac,
I can't make it.
Mac, your gut check. You get in the DeLorean. Would you travel to the past or the future? And B, what would you go see?
All right.
Or the future?
I'd get in the DeLorean. I'd go in the past.
Go to the past. Now, what are you going to see?
I'd go back to 1976.
1976?
The apex of American pop culture. You had Rush, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Pink Floyd, as well as other bands that are just seminal bands, all having current albums out, by the way. I go to every concert I could, and it was also the bicentennial. I was only 8, and I remember some really cool things, but I don't remember that many, I was only 8. I would experience the bicentennial once again for that year.
Boring.
Mm-hmm. Of course you would say that.
Go and ask me what I would do.
Oh, okay. Would you go in the future or the past?
I would go in the
do?
Past.
Okay, to when?
I would go back to yesterday's 4:15 segment. I just don't think I did very well.
That's all you do?
I'd like to do it again. I'm a perfectionist.
Mm.
I didn't think you were very good either.
Oh, okay.
I probably would have, you know, given you a little
bit. But that's on a daily basis. We can't go back every day. Are you kidding me?
How old is Christopher Lloyd, man?
Oh, he's got to be close to 70.
Oh, he's got to be.
I mean, he was Jim Ignatowski in Taxi. He
so
was
funny.
He was Doc in Back to the Future.
Right.
He played other roles. I mean, it, he's got to be 70-something.
Well, it's canceled at the Orpheum.
What are you going to do? 79? Lloyd says he's 79.
Well, okay, I buy it. He's almost 80 years old.
Wow. Mac and Gatos, gut check. All right, Gatos, I need your gut check. We have talked about Papa John's and their scandal with
John.
They have
racist pizza.
Schnatter. Papa John's plans to pull not only the founder's image, but also University of Louisville is pulling the sponsorship.
Yeah.
Your gut check, if you're on the board of Papa John's, do you change the name?
Interesting. So the backstory is that Papa John was in the middle of a session with, I guess,
a management team
a company
or a
that
PR
was
firm.
Trying to say, here's how you stay out of trouble.
Right, right.
And he got himself in trouble when he started using the N-word
right.
in a
role-playing session how do you distance yourself from from a hate group online.
So he didn't call someone the N-word, but he just started saying it.
Right.
Okay. So if I'm on the board,
do you just change the name because it still has Papa John, it still has his name, and do you start over with a new name?
No. I think in this day and age, everything, we forget about certain things because the news cycle in this day and age is so fast. We will be on to our next controversy within minutes. He's not part of it anymore. He owns 30%, right? And he's got like $600 or $700 million.
He's made a ton of money.
He won't be on the commercials. He's not really running it anymore. But you have to keep the name because, I mean, the people that work for that organization. Well, I mean, they didn't use the N-word. It was one person,
right.
You know? And if you change the name, you know, you can't change the name to Stan's Pizza because no one's going to go and buy it.
You got to start over, basically.
But still, Papa John's people will go and buy it. And, I mean, they probably should. It's one man. He didn't do a very good thing. He said some dumb stuff. But the organization...
Right.
And the people that work there aren't racist, for crying out
loud. Papa John's International started in 1984, now has 5,200 locations worldwide.
Maybe instead of Papa John's, how about Mama Betty, Mama Cindy? What is it? Mama Mia's? Well, he says Mama Mia's.
Gut check brought to you by The Joint Chiropractic. Zero copay, zero appointment, zero hassles. The Joint Chiropractic relief on so many levels.
All right, we got the Big Four at 4. First 20 minutes of the 4 o'clock hour, we'll bring you 4 big blockbuster stories.